Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of Pasta Party. We're back after a quick week off. I'm here with my wonderful Goomba friend, Anthony Ferraro.
Boy.
What's up?
Boy. Wow, I didn't like that at all. Not much is up. Elliot, tell me if you think this is healthy or not. I've been dieting the past 6 days. I've lost 8 pounds.
Okay.
You think that's good?
It seems like a lot.
Yeah, too much, right?
Right. I guess I have two questions. What's your current diet and what were you eating like before?
Okay. Current diet is keto, doing all fats, baby.
Okay.
Diet before was ordering Uber Eats 3 times a day.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm happy for you. I mean, are you feeling weak? Are you feeling faint and tired a lot?
Yes. Yeah, I feel horrible all the time.
Okay, great. I love the energy you're bringing to the episode today.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited because we have a very special episode today. It's going to be a musical episode our guest. No, it's not? All right. Well,
it could be.
We'll see what we can get. Let's introduce our guest. All the way from Brooklyn. I guess it's not all the way because you're in Brooklyn, but from Brooklyn, he's part of the Young Douglas UCB sketch team. He is credited on Eater's Guide to the World on Hulu. You may know him from his musical sketches and other character videos on Twitter. Please welcome Dylan Adler. What's up, Dylan?
Something has changed within me. Things are feeling different in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Hi, it is. I should have whipped out my piano. God damn it.
Yeah, get it. Go get the piano right now. We have time.
I will have to pause. That's like a 10-minute setup, but yeah, thank you for having me. Yes.
Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you. I don't think we're going to do any musical improv because I'm going to try and force it into at least one thing and Anthony will shut it down really fast.
I will refuse to sing. Yeah.
Okay.
There's no way. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Okay, Dylan, we got some questions.
Yeah, we got some.
My question first is, have you ever been fired from a job? And if not, what was your first job?
Okay, I was almost fired from a volunteer job where I was in the 8th grade and it was a job, the organization was Enriching Lives Through Music. It was a nonprofit where we teach kids and give instruments to kids who may not have access to musical lessons and instruments. And I was like a counselor. And there was, during the lunch period, we had like there was a swing set and where the kids could play. Well, I was on the swings and I was like, ooh, I'm going to do a backflip off the swings. And the other counselors was like, do not do that. It's a bad influence on the kids and they'll want to do it. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do it. And so I did a backflip off the swings. And then everyone was like, oh, my God. Oh, my. And so then the other counselors told that I did that. And then they had a discussion like, hey, Dylan.
They told on you?
They told on me, those fucking snitches. Wow. But then the head person who ran the event was like, you know, I'm this close to letting you go as a volunteer counselor. Because of what you did.
Also as an 8th grader.
As an 8th grader.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, exactly. And so that was when I was almost fired, but I wasn't. So that's my experience.
Okay, at first when you were telling that story, I thought you were going to swing into a kid. And I was really scared. And then I thought kid was going to do a backflip and crash. But it was a pretty good outcome.
It was actually the most boring story I've ever told.
Yeah, so you, it sounds like true. You nailed a backflip and then,
yeah.
I don't know, some jealous people were like, we're going to get him fired over this. It's pretty bold of
exactly.
a volunteer organization also to just be like letting people go,
on
a whim.
Exactly, exactly. And this person running the volunteer, I feel like this was her first time running a volunteer. She was definitely running it like a corporation. She was like, she had a Wall Street mentality for a nonprofit, but Forgive her.
Oh man, that's insane. I mean, like, what did she have you do? She have you go on like coffee runs and stuff, like
yeah. So basically,
W-2s.
No, I was like I could play piano and the trumpet, so I would like teach kids piano and also teach kids like how to like basic trumpet. And we would like, you know, there were steel pans. We would help bring out the steel pans, bring them out. We were just like surveying, like kind of like, you know, surveying the kids and making sure they stayed safe during break time too.
Wow. Yeah. All right. That's hey, I'm glad you didn't get fired, and I'm glad it sounds like you've had no. Have you had any other terrible job experiences, or this was just like bottom of the barrel, and you've just been crushing it everywhere you've been since?
Okay, I have another job. I'm a piano accompanist, piano teacher, and one time I was playing for this audition for an off-Broadway show where someone had to bring in sheet music to play. Mm-hmm. And the song, usually the songs are pretty sight readable, but this person brought in a song that was in F sharp major.
Oh.
And huge red flag. F sharp major is the hardest key in all of existence in the history of
Anthony. And, you don't know F sharp major?
No, sir. I played the trombone and I was horrible at it. Continue though.
Okay, well, if F sharp major, it's like it's like impossible for me to sight read, so I butchered this girl's audition. And after the audition, she gave me like the biggest death glare, and I'm sure she like thinks about me every day. So
oh, it wasn't your audition.
It wasn't my audition. I was just playing for someone else.
Oh no.
I know.
I know.
Seems like as a musical student, she should have known better, right? She should have been like, hey, this is gonna be tough.
She should, one half step down would have sufficed. F was fine. F sharp major, what are you doing? She just wanted it in that pocket.
That's insane. And
I know.
You maniac.
Maniac, maniac.
All right. New question, unrelated.
Wait, Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
Elliot, can I tell one story about a time I almost got fired?
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to tell it, so go.
Yeah, I'm going to, no matter what you say.
Okay.
I was a waiter at a catering hall when I was like 18. So they did a bunch of big weddings, and I was a horrible waiter because I've got small, tiny hands, so I can't hold the trays really well. And I had a big tray of champagne, probably like 20 glasses, and I spilled them all over a bridesmaid.
No, my God.
She was soaked in champagne, like a white dress just ruined. They did not fire me, though.
Oh, my God. Well, what did the bridesmaid say?
She screamed at me on the dance floor.
Oh my God. Okay,
and I just kind of took it.
That's horrible.
Because it was like clearly my fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time one of my mom's friends had that happen to her, and she was like, "You're paying for my dry cleaning bill." So I don't know. It's like one of my aunties. And
I think that was me.
That was
that
you.
Was me being,
that was
I think
you.
So.
That was Anthony.
Okay,
same.
Tony.
Oh my God. Small world. Small world.
Small world.
Completely unrelated question. Going to shift gears really fast. What was the weirdest phase you ever went through, Dylan? Like whether that be, you know, like an emo phase or like whatever. Did you have one?
Oh my God. I think one of the weirdest phases was me kind of, I don't know if it's weird or not, but I really went through in high school, I went through me really thinking that teen bop music of the early 2000s was the best music of all time kind of thing.
I think, I think music peaked in 2011. I think like when I was going to bar mitzvahs in middle school, 2000.
Barbra Streisand.
Yeah.
Okay.
2010, I mean, 2011, T-Pain. I went through arguably a worse music phase when I was older. When I was older, this is as a sophomore in college, I went through.
Okay.
I went through a Hamilton phase.
Oh, that's me too. That's not that bad.
Wait,
yeah, that's not bad.
Should I be ashamed?
No, I just feel like.
No, I think we all have.
I think a lot of people like dunking on Hamilton, and I didn't know what either of yours opinions were on that.
I would see because a lot of theater people are like, hack, but Hamilton is a brilliant show, and it's undeniably incredible. And I just think of course you had a Hamilton phase.
Every single day for a year walking to class, I was just like, I'm not throwing away my shot. I was also like really high the entire time. So
was that your favorite song on the album?
No, my
that's pretty hack.
My favorite song.
Liking my shot?
No.
Well, that's hack, actually.
No. That's hack for sure.
My favorite.
Yeah, I'm so...
My favorite song was Dear Theodosia, but.
Ooh, that's a crazy pick.
Why is that a crazy
so
pick?
So slow. It's a good song, but it's so slow and boring compared to the others.
All right. Well, I didn't come onto my podcast this morning, Anthony, to get judged, and I resent the line of questioning that's happening right now.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, sure. No, I mean, Dear Theodosia, it's one of the slower ones, but it's such an introspective kind of like, just like into this tortured Aaron Burr character, which is like, whoa.
Yeah.
I like the Skylar Sister songs the best. Kind of
yes,
basic.
Yes, those are good.
I mean, those are so good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a much better, I guess that's a more upbeat choice that I made. Anthony, yeah. What was your favorite song if we're gonna put you on the spot?
I like the Battle of Yorktown song because it feels like the peak of the first act when everything's going right. And then after that, things go downhill.
Yeah, okay, I agree, Anthony. The Battle of Yorktown is it's a great song.
What an incredible, and you think it's going to be the end of Act 1, but it's like there's more? Excuse me? Yeah.
Oh, is there more? When does he cheat on his wife? That's a good song, too.
Say no to this. I don't know how to say no to this. That's Act 2.
I was going to say, I respect Lin-Manuel Miranda for writing Hamilton. It's great, but I feel like it's weird that he gave himself the lead role as objectively the worst singer in the entire cast. Like, just, you know, just direct that.
Okay, you know what? I
direct it.
I actually would do that for myself. I would do that for myself.
I know. Yeah. No, I would totally do the same thing.
You have
If I was capable of writing a Tony Award winning Broadway musical, I'd be like, and I'm the lead. And also, it's going to be rapping, so people can't tell how bad of a singer I am.
Yes, and I would be like the worst singer, but then cast like, you know, I don't know. I would cast Cynthia Erivo to play the secondary part in me. I don't know.
You just get to cast uber talented people around you to hide your own deficiencies.
Yeah, yes. Or you can cast worse people so you look really good. But then your play sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I could talk about Hamilton all day, but I think it's probably time for us to move on to the improv portion. So all we need from you, Dylan, is we need a location.
Oh my God, location. The backstage of a Broadway musical, and that Broadway musical is Wicked.
Okay. All right. Very specific.
All right. I have no knowledge of Wicked.
Me neither.
No, let's make it Hamilton. It's Hamilton. The backstage.
Okay.
Of
it's
Hamilton.
The backstage. Okay. It's the backstage.
More fun. That's more fun.
Okay. Backstage at Hamilton.
Okay. 15 minutes to showtime, everybody. 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm so nervous. It's the opening night, and I want everything to go well, you know. Thank you so, you're the best stage manager a Lin could ever ask for. You call the shots! What? Is my play a joke? Is it a joke to you?
No,
I worked
no,
10
sorry.
Years on this shit. Okay.
I'm sorry, Lin. It's just like you never turn it off. Okay.
Oh,
it's like your Twitter
off.
Is insane.
Yes.
Like
even
just
before...
be a normal person for like 5 minutes and then turn it on for the show.
Lin,
I'm
honey,
sorry. I
Bubba,
be saying this.
Come on. Hey, don't say this to my client. Lin, you're doing great, sweetie. Okay. The
Thank
people
you
love
so
you.
Much.
The crowd loves you. And you're never going to turn it off. And don't listen to what this volunteer stage manager has to say. Okay. And you, Kyle. All right, you're 14, so you watch it when you talk to my client, okay?
Thank
okay,
you so
please
much,
don't
Mom.
Fire me. I need this.
Of course, Lin, sweetie.
Of course. I love that you're my manager and my mom. You know,
that's
are
what,
you proud like, of me?
I'll be proud of you when you win more Tony Awards than Rent, okay? We know we have this deal. Well, you know we have this deal, honey.
Okay.
Right? In the right. Heights was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Yes,
but
it was okay. It was okay. But it will never
it wasn't better than... You know Sondheim yet. You're not Sondheim yet. is all I'm saying, sweetie.
Oh, fuck. 525,600 Emmys. Fuck. All
right. And that's exactly how many Emmys that I want, because after this, right, you know we're going right to TV. And you, Kyle, I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're putting together a series arc to turn this musical into a mini TV series. You got it down?
Okay. Yeah, I can try to talk to the other eighth graders who are pretty prominent in the entertainment scene. I'll see what I can put together. Okay. I'm going to leave you guys alone 10 minutes before show. So, okay, good luck, Lynn.
Lynn, Bubula, you look a little nervous. What's going on? What's going on with you?
I'm going to be honest. My marriage is a little on the rocks, Mom. I've been so focused on writing this that I've neglected to, spend time with my wife.
Yeah, and I understand how difficult that can be, Lynn. It's why your father left me, because I was pushing you, okay?
That's right.
And that's why we need you. The one thing you need to know is that the most important thing in life is money and fame. And love comes third. Some would even say fourth.
That's right. Love always comes fourth. Oh, love always comes fourth.
No, stop riffing. Stop riffing. Stop riffing. Hey, cut that out. Cut that out.
I know I said...
I said, we don't turn it off when we're in public, okay? When you're with your mother, we got to keep it. We got to keep it all business. I know this is Broadway. I know this is show business, baby, all right? But what's more important is the stockholders, the share owners, right? It's all about...
Bring.
Sorry, I got to take this, Lynn.
Take that. Take that,
I
got to
take this. Take it. Mama Lynn. go for Mama Lynn.
Hey, Rachel, I'm just going to tell you I'm not going to be able to make the show. I know it was important if his dad would come, but I'm pretty busy. I'm playing in a softball game, and it's going to extras.
Bruce Manuel Miranda, how? You're not going to come to your little boy's show? It's opening night.
It's opening night. It's opening night of my softball team, too, and I got to play in first base. Okay, it's extra innings. I'm just not going to be able to make it, so you can give away my front row seat.
Give away your front row seat? The show's supposed to be sold out. You know what it's going to look like if there's an empty seat? This is... Bruce, you better get your butt over here right now, or I will... Listen, I will divorce you a third time, Bruce. I will go through
the
process...
Okay, that threat doesn't work on me. That threat doesn't work because we're already divorced twice, okay? And I thought the second one would not feel like anything, and it didn't. The second one didn't affect me, so the third one's not going to either, okay? And his wife is playing third base, so she's not going to be able to come either.
She's not coming either?
Yeah, she's a horrible third base, too, but she's very busy.
Oh, no. You know he's not going to take this well.
Just break the news to him softly, okay? That neither of us are going to be there.
All right. But you're in the hot seat, mister, okay? No more excuses after this.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey,
Lynn,
sorry,
sweetie, Bobola.
What's going on?
Yeah. Your scumbag father is drunk playing softball, so he's not coming.
Oh, fuck, Bruce! Turn around, Bruce! I'll show him what my shoe fits! Turn around! Just looking useless as two shits! Fuck, Bruce!
All right. Lynn, come on. Doesn't matter that he's not here. Because your wife's not here either, okay?
Fuck!
But you're going to show them. You're going to go out there and you're going to show them tonight why.
In the eye of the hurricane, there is quiet just for a moment. My marriage.
That's right. That's right, sweetie. There is quiet for just a moment. And you know what comes after the quiet?
What?
Thundering applause. Picture this. Lin-Manuel Miranda, America's sweetheart. 9 Tonys. That's... Maybe even 10. Maybe 11. Who's to say?
I see.
But you got to go out there and you got to focus tonight, okay? And I know there's a bunch of other big Broadway actors here tonight. And I know sometimes they bully you a little bit, but you got to be strong, okay?
That's right.
Hey, 30 minutes till showtime, everybody. 30 minutes.
Wait, right. Did time go back?
Did time go up?
Okay, never mind. Whatever.
No,
okay,
it's definitely.
Minutes,
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. Let me deal with this, sweetie. Lynn, you go to your dressing room for a second.
Mommy.
You go to your dressing room.
I'll go to my dressing room. Thank you, mommy. Go deal. What?
All right, Kyle.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah, cards on the table. I misread 7:30 as 8 o'clock. So I had the time wrong the entire time. So no one's here yet because everyone's coming at 8. None of the big actors are here that are going to watch the play.
What do you mean? No one's here yet. The whole point... If showtime is in 30 minutes and you're telling me nobody's here right now, you're going to ruin opening night, Kyle. How many times... Listen, I already let you off once, okay, for the swing incident, all right? And now you're ruining opening night.
Okay? Are we do...
Because I don't have a lot
Let's wait. What was the swing incident again?
The swing
incident. Was that when I tried to do a backflip on the swing and I ended up punting a kid across the playground?
Right. That's exactly it. We tried to do one outdoor show. We tried to do one outdoor show. You punted that kid across the playground. He landed in the orchestra pit. Conductor got a concussion.
Yeah, I said I was sorry, okay? And you said we're doing 3-strike policy, like a softball game.
Right. Right. But you missed the dress rehearsal also because you were playing second base with my ex-husband. So you're
and
on
Lynn's
your,
wife.
And Lynn's wife. So you're on your third strike right now. And there, I see I'm peeking out and there's nobody in the audience. I mean, did you even send people to the right theater?
Was I supposed to send them to the theater? Don't they just look it up?
The ticket... What? Read to me what the ticket says. The ticket that everybody got. Read to me what that says.
Okay. 8 p.m. play by a cool guy who can rap, but he's not that good. DM me for instructions. You know what? I think I see.
Do you see?
I see the issue.
Do you see the problem now?
Yeah,
love
I didn't include
is
my
love
social.
Is love.
You're going to have to go in there and talk to Lynn, okay?
In the eye of the hurricane, there is quiet.
His vocal warm-ups are just songs from the play.
You go in there, Kyle, you go in there right now and you go deal with it because he's going to be a wreck when he finds out. Not only is his mom and dad coming, but you didn't DM anyone the location of his show. You go talk to him.
Okay, I'll go in.
The Skylar sisters, the Skylar
knock,
sisters,
knock.
The Skylar
knock,
sisters, brrr, Skylar, oh, sorry, I'll open the...
Knock, knock.
Hi, hello,
hey,
hi,
Lynn.
Kyle.
Hi. I got some good news and bad news.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you the good news first.
All right, yeah, what?
Your mom is giving me a fourth strike opportunity, so that's good news, so I'm still employed. The bad news is that nobody is here. Because I did not include my Twitter handle on the ticket.
Everything is going to shit. I am panicking. The room is spinning. I am spinning. I am spinning out of control. Fuck.
Scene.
Oh, man.
Dylan, that impression was very good, and it really threw me off from the very beginning.
I was like, what impressions can I do?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Dylan, for being on the show. That was great. I had so much fun. Dylan, of course, for our audience, can be followed on Twitter at DylanAdler6. Dylan, you have any shows, any projects you want to promote?
Yes. Oh, also on Instagram at DylanAdler_. There are teenagers who took Dylan Adler before me. They're all live in Aspen, I think. And also you can see me and my friend Kelly Bachman have a show, Rape Victims Are Horny Too, that we're going to do at Improv Asylum, on, oh my God.
June 12th, 7 p.m. Don't worry. I have the message
June
up.
June 12th, 7 p.m. Elliot is such a fan of the show that he just knows like what the date is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and what's going to happen is I'm just going to be bam, like, just give me 5 minutes, Dylan. Just give me
Let
five
us
minutes.
Open.
And we'll be like, this always happens. People always ask us this.
So let's do Pasta Party Live before.
I got Moxie. I got Spunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony and I can riff for 15 minutes just to open up
won't
the show.
Be good.
Really kind of it won't be good. Yeah, it's tough because we won't be able to edit anything out.
Yes.
Because it's live. Mm-hmm. It's live. Yeah. That's the, me and Kelly are also starting a podcast called Q Music, releasing at the end of May. So that, yeah, that's my, those are my things going on.
Very nice. Amazing. So much. Everyone follow Dylan Adler on all social media. Go to this show in Brooklyn, June 12th, 7 p.m. I assume there's still time to get tickets. So follow Dylan to find out more about that. You can follow me on Twitter at... What is my Twitter?
No.
At Elliot underscore. What is my Twitter? Oh, it's at Elliot with one T. Man, I just... You can follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony underscore Ferraro 7.
Now I understand. Now I understand why that guy thought you were gay.
They don't even, they didn't even hear about this in the podcast. They don't know.
Elliot with one T, bitch.
Oh, yes. Okay. We can talk about this in a second. And then please follow the podcast on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week.